This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Super excited to have this gentleman on my show. We discovered him about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Security Matters. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SMX. And with us today is the founder and the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Hagai Alon. Hagai, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. You can call me H.
Okay, Mr. H. Hey, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory. Who are you guys and what do you do?
The technology emerged from the Israeli government. So on commercial aspect, it's scaled, stable, reliable, which are very important tests to pass. I took the technology, took the team of scientists and scaled the technology. This technology is the only and first mature technology to lead what we call the biggest industrial challenge of the 21st century, which is the transformation from a linear to a circular model of production. That means that our technology can do ethical sourcing, supply chain transparency, brand efficacy and brand liability, and recycling and reuse of materials, all with one technology.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to try to break down your company. It's kind of complex and you got a lot of moving parts, but I'm interested in having you on the show, and hopefully we're going to have that breakthrough to our listeners and understand the company a little bit more. My first question is, the technology at the core of SMX sounds completely unique, just like you mentioned. It's rooted in molecular markings and other materials such as gas, I think liquid and solids. I want to know, how did you get started on this? And how do you explain the technology to the investors? And how big is this market space?
I like to make things simple and clear. We give materials memory. We give materials memory by having a unique chemical marker that can mark anything and everything, solid, liquid, and gas phases, from gold, which we are doing with the Perth Mint, to organic cotton and anything in the middle, like natural rubber with Continental. We give materials memory, and this memory can stay with them from the virgin raw material stage to the product stage to the waste stage. Why is this so valuable? Because when we connect this chemical marker, this memory inside the material to a blockchain platform, you get the unique connection between the physical and the digital world. And this platform service enables global big companies. Think of a very big food producer. We can mark their plastics and their food. And with one technology, they can have full visibility on their production, on their quality, on their materials.
You know, your company just listed on the NASDAQ of today. You know, that being said, do you have any clients that you could maybe, are you Fortune 500? Are you pre-revenue? Where are we at in that space?
Yes, so we have in the process companies from Fortune 500. Some of the names that I can release is Continental. Other name is Japanese giant Sumitomo. We have just released to the market today our relationship with Japanese giant Sumitomo on the field of non-ferrous metals. And we are rolling the commercialization of the business very aggressively. We just landed, if I can say that, in the U.S. And our core mission is to provide corporate America two things. A, corporate America will not have to be dependent or will be dependent less on sourcing materials out of the continent, which is key to keep industrial and commercial and tech advantage. Because with our technology, they will be able to use their own produced product again and again and again. And the other key thing is plastic is here to stay. And we are to help the American society and the American manufacturers to pave the way to a future when plastic is legitimate and it's only a matter of how to use it more than once.
Well, let's talk about your technology a little bit more. What is the circular or closed-loop economy, and how are businesses approaching it? Is it tied to the ESG initiative or de-risking materials in a value chain?
I think you have touched in a key point, because what we see is that companies are looking for a one-stop solution. A solution, a technological solution that can replace human auditing and paper auditing and certification and quality of origination of the material in such way that will help us help them to meet sustainability goal and keep competitive edge. And our technology that pushes their circular effect, their ability to have one platform technology from raw material, sourcing, to product, to waste, creates this opportunity to deal with all of those issues that you mentioned in a much more efficient and diligent way. We call it, if I can simplify it, the four ones concept. One material, one production line, one factory, one region, and then you just scale it up.
Hey Guy, let me ask you this. What industries are our first movers, and what seems to be the motivating thing in a de-risking meeting compliance, or they just simply want to do the right thing?
In a world of higher and growing high interest rate, of complex supply chain, global tension, companies are looking to have one technology that will serve more than one purpose. They do not want to have one technology for sustainability, circularity, quality, sourcing, and production management. And our technology is a platform technology that goes from the material, from giving the material memory to the level of management that enables them to do all of this in a seamless way, because we take the data that exists in within the production processes and we connect it in such way that creates an internal transparency, an internal visibility, and from here efficiency, and from here the ability to use more recycled content and be much more competitive, and as an outcome, more sustainable.
Hey Guy, I want to change gears here just for a second. You know, there's been a lot of talks last year and this year about specs, which we know it hasn't been a very good year for specs in the last, say, 18 months, at least in certain industries. We've seen many fizzle before reaching the finish line. And those that do IPO, they seem their value plummeted. That being said, it seems that you guys have maintained interest of investors. What was your key driver, and what do you think the outlook for keeping the stock value where it's at and to move forward?
I like to say, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. SMX is the technology of tomorrow. SMX is the tool for corporate America to continue to lead the world. SMX is the ability to deal with one technology with all of the materials and the challenges of how to be more competitive in this very complex environment. And in that sense, between COP26 and COP27, we have been approached by major Fortune 500 companies and by global companies all over the world. Because this technology that was originally invented by the Israeli government, by the Israeli security establishment, is mature, scaled, stable. It is backed by close to 100 patents.
Mm.
And this level of maturity, of ready to deal with scaling up, of full commercialization commitment, is what creates the common language and the ability to work with all of these corporate in a very different segment. As I said, from gold and aluminum and cobalt and steel to organic cotton and silk.
That's amazing. The company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day today is Security Matters. They're trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SMX. My guest today is Hagai Alon. He is the founder and CEO of the company. Sir, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
We've been told that plastic is bad, that we're consuming and buying too much.
Yes.
I don't think it's true. People are entitled to use plastic to maintain their quality of life. People are entitled in a free world to buy as they want. We provide the tool for corporate America to continue to use plastic in a way which is responsible and efficient. We are to provide the retail ecosystem of America the ability to continue to grow and enjoy that growth by reusing the waste. These are the key messages. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you, sir. I hope you become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update on Security Matters.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.